This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Today, Bitz Hashem, Beis Hashem Yisbarach. We're going to talk about a topic which is difficult and controversial. One of the most difficult sugyas in Tanakh, and that is Pesel Micha. As the Psukim tell us, that Micha was from Har Ephraim, Perek Yud Zayin Pasik Aleph. Perek Yud Zayin Pasik Aleph. But his name actually was not Micha. His real name was Micha Hu. So he stated in Pasik. Vahi ish mehar Ephraim. Ushmei Michal. His name is not Michal. His name is Michal. The Pasuk continues to call him that till about Pasuk Hey. His name is Michal. But who is this Michal? So he's from Har Ephraim, and it's a story by Yoimel Imai. He admits he stole money from his mother, and now he's returning the money. Ah, Gebensos to Zion, my tire is this in Gala. Yeah, Atamaisen. Baruch Lashem. You know, today, you can tell if a person has Yira Shemayim, the way he responds to things. Baruch Hashem, and Chazde Hashem. Now, I'm not telling you it's Asim and Muvik. Some people say that, and it's just talk. But it's definitely a shtickle ray or remez that this person is thinking about the Eibishter, Sheyeshem Shemayim Shagel B'fiv. And that's how the mother responds. And why do I point this out? Because they're going to make a pesel in the next pasuk, which is going to have to give us a question. Avchum and Mame. Was Baruch Hashem, and for that she goes and makes a pesel. Something is missing over here. Let's read the next pasuk. Vayoshev es elfu me'akesav l'imai. Teimer imai hakdu shikdashti es akesav l'Hashem yodi libni. So it says clearly, she was makdashit to who? To the Eibishter. Lasse is pesel masech, huh? Did I miss something in the pasuk? She's makdish. Could you imagine? A mensch is makdish geld for the Rebbeinu Shloilam machin a church. Makdish for Rebbeinu Shloilam. The pasuk says, "Hakdei shikdashti." I was makdish the money. Give me a place. I'll make a bracha. Bruchat tovim noyim hinamach lam shakel v'yeb k'varoy. So she's makdish the money. Lase is pesel umasecha. A pesel? I know, I have a pasuk, lesas lecha pesel. Shtei tachkar mitecha, mitanish macha ke pesel! So makdish Hashem to make a pesel. He's giving money for Jews, for Tvayoshka. The Teira Zavdach Metadach Nisht, and she's being makdish the money Lashem. So how did it become Pesel Masecha? Va'ata Shivenu Loch B'Kitzel Ayoshev Es HaKesev L'Imai, and the mother went and she took it to a Tzairev Pasik Dalid, a craft, a blacksmith. Va'yaseyu Pesel Masecha Gemach Taka Pesel Umasecha Ahi Beveis Michahu, and he's still called Michahu here. Okay. Then the pasuk says, "Va'ish Micha loy beis alikim." Out that ma'aser, he also turned to Micha. Is he Michau or is it Micha? Now we know that when you get Hamish the mensch, you start, you know, giving him a short version. Aliyahu ved Elia. Is that what's going on in the pasuk? Michau ved Micha. Doesn't sound right. L'chayra, we, when we talk to our friends, can call our friend Duv. Yeah. We could call him Ella instead of Eliyahu. But the pasuk lechayra, if it calls him Michal till here, what's the pshat that he starts to be called Micha? Also, it says he had a beis Elohim. What is beis Elohim? What does that mean? He had a shtibel, he had a shul. But what's the thing had a beis Elohim? We're going to learn a great deal, a great discussion about this beis Elohim. Pashtus, before we get into the Rishonim and the Achrenim on the Indian, this was alternative religion. It was an alternative to the Beis HaMikdash. Instead of having to go to the Beis HaMikdash, you went to the Beis Elohim, to the point that he duplicated a replica of everything in the Mikdash was in his house. He made, like it says in the Pasuk, Vayas Eifed, Utrafid. He made all the big dekayin he made. As a matter of fact, Vayamalis Yad Echad Mibana, he made a kain gadol. Alternative religion. In case you can't make it to the Beis HaMikdash, so you can go to the local Beis Elohim on your block, and over there you'll find what you need in religion. Yeah. What's going on over here, Rabbi? You know, I have friends that are called Micha. Plenty of friends, and some of you also have known, somebody that you know is called Micha. Is Micha tzaddik? Is Micha, who is Micha? Is Micha a Baal Oivir Avodah Zarah? Was he a Rasha? The Pasuk seems to say that he went and he made a Pesel Masecha, and he had a Beis Elohim. So who is Micha? A Tzadik or a Rasha? Abesai, the Malbim tells me, and I be very accurate in his words when I repeat them, Tchila Haya Tzadik. Doesn't call him a Rasha, but he says that Lipsaif, he was Eivir, so in the beginning he was a Tzadik. Zabdel Malbim, that's the change in the name. Why? Micha, he's called Micha. Notice that it says Ushmai Micha. There are two ways of saying a person's name in Lashon HaKodesh. His name is Micha, or Micha is his name. By Tzadikim it says his name is. By Rishayim it says the name, right, is his name. Naval Shmai, for example. Naval and then Shmai. This is not the Malam, it's a Gemara. It's actually a Chazal. But whenever it says Ushmai, the person, Tzadik. If it says the name and then it says that Shmai, then he's a Rasha. Says the Malbim, Ushmai Micho, as a Tzadik. At this point. And that's why he's called Michahu. And he became an ander mensch. Yeah. I know people that in Europe look, Reisa Chashli Elchim. And then when they came to America, they had to change the name, you know, because they could have a name like Chaim David Belkovich. So they turned to Bernie. You want to burn it, you know, Kendall and Zion King Belkovich, right? So this is really what's happening here. Now the Malbim doesn't go to explain the Vav, Micha, Michahu. All he says is the change of name. That in the beginning, he was a tzaddik. Yeah. He was a tzaddik. Yeah. And then afterwards he became an Oved Veda Zara. So that's why we have Michahu that turns into Micha. Someone's looking at me, maybe you're looking for a mice in the stomach. I'll tell you a mice. All right. That's Elt Iber, as a imitzi kumin zu sat berav. Rabbi, you remember, you denkst mir nicht. The Rabbi looked at him, I said, no, I don't, who, what, why? They couldn't recognize him. He says, Rabbi, Father Muhammad, we learned together in yeshiva da. So, what do I, who? Leiser, you denkst nicht Leiser, mit dich Leiser, jenem Leiber. Whoa, Liza, how do you expect me to remember you? Before the Muhammad, you had pious and that. What could you look like? I Pasha, don't remember you. You hear? So he says, okay, so tell me what. He says, today my name is Lazar. His name is not Liza anymore. He He changed from Liza to Lazar. Liza's too, sounds too Jewish, you know. Yes, he goes, it's Dr. Lazar. Satrov looks at him, he goes, now I get it, huh? The guy moved to Eretz Yisrael, yeah? He says, Alzeh Nemar, Uval, Litzia, and Goyal. You know what Goyal in Yiddish is? An ice laser. A redeemer in Hebrew is an ice laser. Goyal in Eretz Yisrael is a Gevan, a Goyal ice laser, and he became Lazar. He became a different man from then. And he says, I don't know. Yet, maybe as the shiurim will continue on the topic, we'll get to know the difference between Micha, who, and Micha without the Vav. But there's a change. And the change is in the person. First he was Michahu, and then he became Ois Michahu, he became Micha. And this Micha was an Eved Avodah Zarah. Pesel Micha was an Avodah Zarah? Let's talk about that. There's a Pelutik and Medish Rabbi. Pella. Where does he come from? So actually, he comes from Dun. He was living in Har Ephraim, but he was from Dun. The Pasuk tells us by Dun. Goyim, u'kahal goyim, mincha yetzei. What is goyim and kahal goyim? What is the difference? Remember the Pasuk? Goyim, u'kahal goyim, mincha yetzei. Zok de Medrash Rabbe, there'll come a time that you'll behave just like a goy. Goyim, u'kahal goyim. There'll be mamish like a kahal goyim. When? Eventually there'll be makriv karbonis on a bama b'shas iser bama. When the time will be that you can't be makriv, they'll continue to be makriv on a bama. Zaktel Yefei Toyar on the bottom of this medrash, it's in Parshas Vayishla, Parshas Peibes, that this is referring to the time of Micha. He continued to be Makiv on the Bama. So the Avodah Zarah here is remain in Avodah Zarah. Mamish Avodah Zarah, Chas V'Sholim, Chas V'Sholim, Micha. Nei, Chas V'Sholim, Avodah Zarah, Yoshkin, Chas V'Sholim. The mamma toch gewer, I could the Yiddish and mamma, Hashem, and you gang in Matilim, ah, the Abish, the Abish, they. He made a big mistake. As a matter of fact, he wants to say a chidush that the mistake came from the Pasuk guy. That they were Dainish the Pasuk. It says clearly that you can be Makiv on a bummer, and the truth is, there's going to be a time. Elio Bahara Carmel is really what it's referring to. But they made the mistake thinking that they have a heter, and it was referring to them not as a episode that will be in the future, but a heter that they're allowed to do this. As they learned the feiter in the bottom of the medrash. So their mistake was hakrova bebam, the Beis Hamikdash, Shiloh. Why don't you go to Makim? So therefore, once you have them as Be'ach, you don't have bamen. They continued, and this was the space of the kid. It was a bamen. Yeah, right. He just undermined and minimized Avodah Zarah. Satoyas, they made a big mistake. Eyes of the Yifei Tayar. So then what's the Pesel U'Masecha? That doesn't sound right. It sounds like a cross to me, right? Vikum Ta Pesel U'Masecha. Zabder, they did it L'Shem. No! So it was a symbol. We're going to get you. You don't think I came with Moshe Rabbeinu prepared? We're going to get to it. You hear Yidalach. Was Vilichdach. Vil Fataychen first, the story. Then we can go deeper. Micha, was he a Balei B'Avodah Zarah? It's definitely, the Malbim is telling us there was a change in character. He started off as a Michal, and he ended up as a Micha. Azizak the Malbim. It says clearly that they made a Pesel Masecha. It says clearly, you're not going to make a Pesel Masech. Yeah, but it says he made a basically him he made. And he took an Ephod and a Chayshin and a Kohen Gadol. Alternative religion to the Beis HaMikdash. So is that a way to say? What happened? So the Yefei Tayer says clearly, they made a mistake, and it's interesting. he makes it that the mistake was in the pasuk for keret. They thought they're supposed to do it. For keret, goyim u'kahal goyim imchoyim tseyu was a tzivu yimat. Oh, no, I assure to them that they should do it. Oh, you saw that way to Zara, yeah? Interesting, the same Mechaber of the Yifei Toya wrote his Pirush on Yerushalmi called Yifei Mani. On the Gemaris in Chelik about Micha, which we'll get to later, he fataiches Pesel Micha a little differently. And the Ralbag learned like this as well. It had to do with Asidus, Magid Asidus, astrology. It was supposed to be something that was going to give them some kind of a understanding of the future. Now, I'm not an astrologist. Nor do I know much about Asidus. I don't know. We know that the Torah tells us you're not allowed to do it. The Torah says, Shaleichaikach Asidus, Tamim Tia. But a lot of times we find that they were looking for something to guide them. Horoscope. So today, is it innocent horoscope? Maybe. Maybe because such an Irish kaitans anyway has to be innocent. Who cares? Whatever it is. Let's just borrow the word horoscope. Okay? That was Pesel Micha. So they learned the Ralbag. They were looking for something, future, astrology. I don't know. You got to speak to somebody versus a Yedeya in the nuances of lots of different types of Avodah Zarah. You know, Avodah Zarah B'Aisai is by here. Make something Yen Avodah Zarah, Nishkan Avodah Zarah might be. You know, I'll tell you what I heard from my Rebbe Rebelsky. You know, there's different beliefs out there. One of them is the power of energy. And they heal with this. They use this. So Rafelski said that there's two types. He told me once. There's one that they don't touch you, but they put your hand on top of their hand on top of your hand, and with the energy, that's not a way to start. One that they touch you, they think it has to do with some kayach or something. That's Avodah Zarah. I didn't ask him, you know why? I have no shaykh chreis. I took his word for granted that that's mistama. The metzias here too, I don't know the metzias. I'll take the Ralbag's words that it wasn't meant for Avodah Zarah. It was meant as a magid asidus. The Barbanel and the Kuzri says, you know, we didn't first time in history have this. It's not the first time in history we have this. Egel. You know I'm not going to go into the Egel right now. That takes a good few hours to explain what exactly, according to the Rishonim, the story of the Egel was. But whatever Egel was, that was Pesel Micha. Emtzai. They looked for a middle, someone who could connect them to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, but Avada, they meant Ruchnis. As they zucked the Barbanel clear with those words, they meant Ruchnis. Tell me, is that Egel Avodah Zarah? Yeah, but it's an Avodah Zarah where it's a mistake Avodah Zarah, right? Does the person become a Rasha? We still don't see Micha Rasha. We see he's a Baloi of Avodah Zarah, maybe. There's an interesting Kilas Yaakov from Perdo. Yaakov Perdo, he says that it was a kishuv zachar. Fine, Chashvin, Pesel Micha was a kishuv. Okay. Now I gave you a summary of a discussion which needs great analysis. But the point I'm trying to bring out is Rasha the Tzimishka Rasha. That's the question. Was Micha a Rasha? The Malbim tells me he wasn't the same person that started. As he started, he was Micha. And at the end, Tavkari was Michahu, and he turned into Micha. Avodah Zarah, yeah. Malam says he was an Eved Avodah Zarah. So, Lamaisa, what was that Avodah Zarah? Okay, he made a mistake in Halacha, Atayas, Bama, Kishiv, Egel, Atumel, okay? Atumel. Let me tell you over. Agamar and Sanhedrin. And this you alluded to, God, they say. Micha is an old character. He's not a new character. Micha's been around for many, many years. As a matter of fact, The Rishayim don't even know how he lived so long. The Ramah asks the Kasha later, we'll soon see, Hayitachin azam mensh let tazei mayim, he lived so long. And he used the word Rosh, which we'll get to later. Okay, that's the Yad Ramah's Kasha. Hayitachin, now where exactly does Micha start? When is his, what was his birthplace or birthday? Chazal tell us in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Aleph from the base, that Micha was one of the children that the Mitzrayim put into the walls. What does that mean? They even complained that they don't have enough straw, they don't have enough chaymer, levenim, they can't make the buildings. No. Like Haimuch, right? Like all the Rishayim, like all the... Yeah, all the Rishayim in Germany, they always came up with the Netzel. You need a lamp, you may take a Yid. So we'll take a Yid and we'll make the building out of children. Yiddish Akinda. Sugar. But this is what happened in Mitzrayim. Meish Rabbeinu, Taim Tzachim, Vayner Shleim, Hayitachin. Hayitachin, Yiddish Akinda. Make lampshades out of them. What? Yiddish Akinda. What? Okay. Avaydis Perach, Golis. It's so bizarre. Once told Yova Vat, and the truth is, it's way before him, but he spoke about it after the war a lot. Says, no nation rises to the heights that you have risen. When you fall, nobody falls lower than you. When you go up, no one rises. Okay, that's Ashrecha. But when you fall, no one falls lower. So he said, if you take a look, the history of Klal Yisrael, side of the bad and side of the good, shows that we're on a different road than everybody else. In the historia for humanity, did they ever think of making lampshades for people? Something is not, and the teretz is, by the Rebbeinu Shlomo HaTachashba. Mashenki to the rest of the world, the Rebbeinu Shlomo leaves him to Teva Kemat. So life takes its course, and in life, in this world, nobody thinks to make a lampshade from a person. Ashreichem Yisrael, you see that you have a different, what do you call that, a different course in life. You have a whole different set of rules. And it's only because you're the Am HaNivchar. And it's only because du bist dachdam kin von Taten. You know, we spoke many times that Tisha B'Av is called a Mayid. Why is Tisha B'Av a Mayid? Karalai Mayid. So Pasha B'Shai, they called it a Mayid. Karalai, they, right? They called it a Mayid. They were dancing that they destroyed us and they killed us. Mice, we don't say Taten. So Mayid is when loss of lovely. Mashiach is supposed to come. He's born on Tisha B'Av. They state in Chazal. So Karalai Mayid, there's a Mayid in Tisha B'Av because La'as said that's going to be the day that Mashiach was born and that's going to be the Geula. Bali Musa, Bali Machshava always say, it is a Mayid. You know what the word Mayid means? And that's what it tells us. They say over this Vat. Mayid means a appointment. There's a Mayid, an appointment with Tatan, that the Tatan smiles and gives you a present. Then there's a mayid, the tata ruftir a rein and gibt a patch and a schreit of dir. It's both mayid. Mayid means connected with an appointment by an abanish. That's the word mayid. So there's a mayid a yantiv, vas mis misameach. And then there's a mayid, vas the abanish am zabt. Sometimes chinuch of children, Rabbi Yisrael, is difficult. Sometimes we have to do things which we don't, it doesn't please us. It's not Lafi, we would rather give him the child a candy and a kush. What you have to do. I always give the muscle. The kid, he didn't behave in shul, the tata get him a patch. It's up the kid some tatan. Tata abichaim of the tanda zalbazach. It's up the abichaim, doch nicht mein kid, was wusste von mir, was hab ich mit chaim? Was hab ich mit chaim? What do you want? So chaim's tata get him a patch, what do you want from me? Right? The Zalbazach is milking in the patch. Yeah? So things in history, which are bizarre, which are so off the charts, as they say, is only because Ashreichem Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shem has a cheshbon. That's Micha. There was a cheshbon by Micha. You know what the cheshbon by Micha was? The Rebbeinu Shlom says, these children, if they would not be put into the walls and be taken out of life at this juncture, they would turn out to be Rishoyim Gemurim. That's the Lashon of Chazal. Rishoyim Gemurim. You hear Lashon HaBeisai? Rishoyim Gemurim. Zok the Rebbeinu Shlom, I'll prove it to you. Take out one of these babies. And he'll live. We'll protect him, he'll live. And you'll see what the asin is. That's Micha. That's Micha. Micha went through Mitzrayim, Micha went through Kriyas Yamsuf. Micha goes on and on and on. There's also Shaila, how later did Micha live? Pesel Micha went on for years, Rabbi Yisai. Shmuel never took care of Pesel Micha, Eli never took care of Pesel Micha. It says clearly in the Psukim, went all through the period of Tanakh, we had Pesel Micha. And the Mefarshim ask, someone had to take care of Pesel Micha, someone had to come and close it down. Can you imagine next door there's a church in Lakewood? You don't think there's yeshivas would come and bake, right? And send the troops down and close down the shop. Yes, of course they would. That's your Talmid HaChamim. You live in a dire, beautiful Talmid HaChamim. I'll call upon him, Yira Veisai. Avad Avot Mendos Gitan. Avad, was that so red? And the Teretz is, Pesel Micha was complicated. It was a Pasha word. He couldn't even figure out what, to put the finger on what Pesel Micha was, Zeh Shteit Na'al Achreinim, was difficult. Yet the Torah is made, the words of the Rebbeinu Shleilam are that these children will be Rishoyim Gemurim. Had Micha been killed in Mitzrayim, it would have been a Gedim in Sayyid HaMayim. It would have been Mutter, she Yom Zakval, Yom Zchayim. And the Rebbeinu Shlom saved him to show Moshe this lesson. And later on, this Micha goes and he makes a Pesel Micha. Aber Sruf Tzachan Rishoyim Gemurim. I want to tell you over another Gemurim. Eilu she'ein lam chelik leilam haba. Achav, he doesn't have leilam haba. Is Micha in the list of people that doesn't have leilam haba? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Gimel, two dafim after the first Gemara I just quoted you, says that Micha is not in the list. Why not? Why not? Why is he not in the list of Eilu she'ein lahem Eilam Abba? And for the Gemara, because his pitay, Mitzuya le'oived rachim, he fed people. He gave people who needed food, he gave them food. Yad Ramah, Azeiz Mashman Rashi. So therefore he wasn't in the list of Eilu she'elam chelik le'olam Abba. Abba Abadi's an Eilu chelik le'olam Abba, it's the Chabad. You know how many years he did Chubin? What was the dim to him in Menashe? Menashe didn't let people go to the Beis HaMikdah. He also made an alternative. He didn't let people... Huh? What, don't you mask Micha? Well, what's wrong with you? You're up, excuse me. I said, excuse me. I'll tell you the truth. My eyes are on the clock. Okay, so if I make 2-3 more mistakes, you'll know it's because it's after hours. And I'm afraid that I'll be one on the list of people who you're going to want that. Okay, so Yerav Ben Avad. Okay, what your question was that? That was your question, Yerav Ben Avad? Okay, so let me finish and then we'll talk, because the truth is there's a little bit more and I got to get out the sugi and then we could discuss it in greater one. So the pshat is he didn't belong in Eilam Abba, but we don't put him in the list. I'll be Zayin. As they learn in Rishayim. Yankiv on the Gemara learns that he had chelik leilam haba. He didn't belong in the list because even though he did whatever he did, he was saved. You hear that basic? Because pitei mitzuya etzel oived rachim. Says the Ben Yayad, is vas. So pitei mitzuya, that's it. So a person who gives bread to memela, he's off the hook on Avodah Zarah, was to Tzachapta. That's it. You got a free pass to Eilam Abba. You don't go to Gehenna, was to Tzachapta. Zakta Ben Yayada. He gave money to Talmid Chachamim and Tzadikim, and he fed them. So he was Mechayah them. So whatever they do, Torah Mitzvahs, is on the record of Micha. You help out people. You get all their schusim, all their mitzvahs. Made it. Half of the fella. Half of the fella is made it. Yeah, I prayed. You help Eden. They do mitzvahs. Mamela, you can't go to Gehenim. It's the Chayach. You go to Yulaba. There's a Mishnah in Ovis we just learned. Amazakas Aram Mechet Bal Yadim. Says the Rishonim, what's the Pshat? You can't be that you should be in Gehenim, while the Talmidim that you helped and you were Mazaka and you taught them that they should be in Gan Eden. Why not? Why can't it be that way? What? Rav Shigala Migal Rabbi Imai. Maybe it's a Zagedah when the Rav goes to Gala, the Talmidim can't separate from. So even an Eilam Abba, they can't separate. Or the dust of Shadli Mereta, we bowed down to triangulating the Talmidim. Zay Lelm, Zay Tun Mitzvahs. So how could it be that they're going to Eilam Abba for those mitzvahs and you're not going to Eilam Abba for those mitzvahs? You get those mitzvahs, you get the schar also. In Eilam Abba, we make the chesed. How many people you mezake? How many people did you help to do mitzvahs? And that's also your chesed of mitzvahs. The problem with this Hadesai is Achav Eilei Chelik Leilam Abba. And he's in the list. You know what the Gemara says about Achav and Daf Kuf Aleph? The Gemara says about Achav that he had a tremendous midah. Kubeis and Bez and Sanhedrin. Vatrin b'memeinai. U'mahane talmidei chachamim minachasav. And he ain't going to Eilam Abba. Light the chesed from the Ben Yada, the Dafta Ha'is coming, and he's the going to Eilam Abba. Mahana Tamid Chamim, Tzadikim.
I mean, he killed them out. But Rabbi had to kill his Ha'ilim in the caves.
The mother says that, first of all, she, and it's a big topic, but it's a Gemara. Now you want to know why I should go into now to explain that Gemara? It's a Mefurish Gemara. You have homework today. Take out the Gemara. The Gemara says it clearly. That he was niskaper chatzi kapara, but he didn't go to Eilam Abba. Afalpik, he didn't go to Eilam Abba. And the schus was, he was a vatrim b'memayin, before she came out, a vatrim b'memayin haya, u'mahane talmid ha-chacham minachasa. Does it mean everybody? No, it means a few, obviously, the way you, right? And afalpik, I'll call upon him, what do we do with this Ben Yayar? So I found in the Maral, it learns different shat mi gemara, and he says, it doesn't mean that he was Mezaki mentioned, or Talmid Chacham, or Tzadikim, you know, anybody. Tztaka, he gave Tztaka. It's called Tshuvas HaMishkel. Tztaka, we know, Torah, Tfilu, Tztaka, Avirin Esrei HaGzeir, so the Gzeir Taka on, the Gzar Din on, Micha was not to go to Eilam Abba. He redeemed himself. He reflect on Tztaka, yeah. I want to tell you over a Medrash Rabbah up there, say, Pella. The Medrash Rabbah speaks in Parshas Nasai, Perik Yud, I say, Ushmai Michio, right? So it says Shmai first. Remember, I told you from the Malbim that he's a tzaddik. He was taka tzaddik. Why? You notice the Pasuk didn't say what? Or the Gemara didn't say he stopped gave tzaddik. He gave a specific type of tzaddik. What did he do? He gave Pitei Ivrei Drachim. He did Avram Avinu's chesedim. Alright? And these chesedim protected him from Eilam Abba, which we'll have to continue next year. But I want to end with a point, Rabbi Yosef, okay? We have a tremendous yesod over here. That there was a gzera for a person to go to Gehenna, not to go to Eilam Abba ever. And Eivet Avei Dezara, Eivet Avei Dezara. A Rosh Hashanah, Chazal call him a Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah is Mayit Rishayim Gemurim. He had a Beis Elohim for a church for years that people came in, okay? Duplicating an Eifed and a Chayshin, Okay, we don't have to build it up, we got it, okay? And yet he goes to Olam Haba. Why? Because he was paid himself through the mitzvah stuff. You know that they say, we have a big discussion, yet to go to a macha, not to go to a macha, for the draft in the Israeli army, that they want to draft Yeshiva Bar. It's Tumul Tzachavel, we yet to go, not to go. I don't get involved with G'daylum to tell us what to do. But I have a question. Now that the macha is over, okay, the day came and went. What's now? I haven't heard that much instructions or guidance of what it's supposed to be now. You know how they say macha is maybe one step or first step into doing what you got to do, but then there's a big avoid after that. It's not just the macha, we went, we didn't go, we should have went, whatever the story is. You know, Rav Shteinman, in his letter, writes clearly it's a gzardin. And therefore, what do we do when there's a gzardin? We don't have the vim to tell us what the problem is. So you have to be marba b'tayra, which is right. Tayra, truva, tfilut, stakam, avirus, rayak, say, we know tayra helps for that, right? And basically, why do we forget the truva, the tefillah, and the tzedakah? That's also Maviris, right? I'm saying, no, isn't that really what we learn? That's what helps in every time there's a gzar din. And this is a point I want to bring out. Ami, nafshi b'shei losi, v'ami b'vakshashos. You know what Esther says? Ami, I'm sorry, nafshi. It's late. Nafshi b'shei losi. You know the dimti shein and bakasha? What's the wording? Nafshi is b'shei losi. Ami is b'fakashos. You know the difference? Elta Zayda has a myriadic of work. Myriadic, almost myriadic. You know what Shayla means? I ask, I get it good. I don't get it, okay. I ask. Bakasha, till I get it, I don't let go. Achas, shalti meisasha. It's not enough. Oysa vakesh. You got it till. You know how many times we wake up and we say, Rabbeinu Shloilam, Atachin Lanam Das, Chaneinam Itchadeh Bin Mahaskel, right? Nulam Elami, Lishma Velasil, Kayim. So we ask. And what's after that? We leave and we forget it, right? It's not going to come with the She'el alone. It has to be Achas Sho'alti. And then you have to be Mevakish into Vakshenu, Kakesev, Ukamat Mainim, into Vakshenu. It's not just she'elah. Unfortunately, we think, how many times Rabbi say that when we need parnosa or we need something personal, we daven and daven and daven, and we don't let go till we get it. It's all the time, right? How about when it's a tzairich of klal yisrael? When you're tzairich, we daven once, twice. Esther was teaching us, nafshi is b'shei losi. I'm the opposite. It's good for beten for egenis. I ask, I get it, good. Oh, but ami, it's about klal yisrael, b'vakashasi. I don't stop till I get it. But I say, tefillah is the same thing. The same way we daven for our own tzrachim, and we don't let go till we get it. As Rabbi Ruchim would say, you know, when a guy needs, let's say, parnosa, every part of the davening is about parnosa. Magen Avram, his name is Avram, so you have to protect me. Give me parnosa. Mechayim Mason, it's parnosa. The wife will kill me. Since Mechayim Mason, yeah. Okay. Chaynelan da seichel. Yerushalayim. Oh, about that, I could buy a house in Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim Mechabrak and Toshim. I could buy an apartment in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yochum didn't give these mashalim. I added it to Rabbi Yochum. But Rabbi Yochum's vart was that every part of the tefillah becomes him. They say, every part of the tefillah should be Ami B'Vakashasi. Shouldn't forget about it. And the final thing is, you see from here, stop. There's three things. Taira, yeah. Tefillah. Tshuva Utsdaka. You see, Utsdaka is Mavis, Reyach, Zayir. Menschkin, it wipes away, which we're going to talk about, Mitzvah Hashem, in great length next week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.